Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Well, or good evening. Depends on where you are on our lovely planet. I'm Ariel.
And I'm Shia.
Welcome to Being Here.
Yeah, we finish each other's sentences.
Have you noticed?
So when we do,
please include it.
Okay.
Are you being in sync with life?
I believe I am.
Well, that's today's show, being in sync with life.
Oh.
You want?
Actually, the truth is, whether I believe I am or not is really quite irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
Whether I am or not is what's relevant.
You know what will support you in being in sync with life?
Listening?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Listening is a skill set that we are all
getting better at.
Yeah, yes.
We are. You know, we got an email this week from a woman who's listened to probably every episode. And sometimes she's listened to them more than once. And so we're talking 500 of them. And we talk virtually every show about listening and about whether or not we're good listeners. And she started to realize that she was saying, oh, yes, I know this. And she realized that in that moment, she wasn't listening, that her mind raced ahead.
You can either listen to the conversation in your head or you can listen to the person you're listening to.
So whether you're a good listener in your estimation or a bad listener in your estimation or somewhere in between, it's as if what Shai said at the beginning is for you. He said it doesn't matter if I think I'm in sync with life. It's about being in sync with life or believe. So forget what you believe about you in listening and just engage.
Listen to hear what's being said, not to see whether you agree, disagree, or already know it. See if you can be as in beginner's mind of Zen, where you don't operate with the arrogance that you already know, that you're learning something new for the first time. And you know something? One of the most amazing things happened this past Monday night. We were doing a workshop in New York City, and my 80-year-old sister,
soon to be 81,
attended as our guest. And she, for the first time in her life, truly discovered how to listen. And she got up and she talked about it. She realized that she oftentimes interrupted people in the midst of their conversation because she didn't like where it was going.
And she's one of the most, she's just very smart. And that's a challenge. If you're very smart and educated,
it's handicap.
A challenge.
Intelligence is a handicap in transformation.
It's also a handicap in being in sync with life.
Because you think about everything, you listen to the conversation in your head, thinking that that's you, and you don't listen to your life as it's showing up in each moment.
You know another impediment to being in sync with life?
Tell me.
We had a gentleman show up on Monday night who was high. He was on drugs. He was on ecstasy or some other thing. He came up and was talking to us about it afterwards. And it was clear there was a disconnect between him and his environment. In his reality, he was experiencing things one way. But the people around him, he was not in sync. There are lots of ways you can disconnect. And there are, of course, lots of ways that...
I like coffee.
You like coffee to connect? Luckily, our doctor just sent us an email
article
talking about how it can help anti-aging. So
we're all into coffee these days.
Of course, we collect all the things
that we
support our point of view.
Right, that we want to be right about, just like you do.
Yes. Hey, we have a caller.
We
have a couple holding. Should we take the first one?
Yeah, sure.
Hi, Cheryl. Are you with us?
Oh, hi, Ariel. Hi, Shia. How are you guys?
We're
great.
Awesome. Where are you today?
I'm in Hong Kong where I live.
Well, welcome to the show. What time is it where you are?
It's just after 1 a.m.
Oh, well, so then good early morning.
Yes, and thanks for staying up.
Yes. And then I'll go to bed after this, but I definitely wanted to stay up and call in and join the show.
So what can we do for you, my dear?
Okay, well, I really like the topic of this being in sync with your life, especially since I attended your immersion workshop in Costa Rica. And I just really feel how easy your life is and how much more in sync I am. So less of a question, but just more of how it's really cool to feel more in sync with my life as a result of going to your workshops. And my boss has been on maternity leave for a few months, and she just came back pretty much the same time that I got back from the workshop. And she even noticed how more confident I was. And it was interesting because on the one hand, she thought, or she commented that, all of the work that we had done while she was away, we all stepped up, how it built our confidence. And I certainly believe that. But I also believe that going to different workshops with you guys has really built up my confidence as well.
Well, you know, you're an amazing person. And I don't say that lightly. Now, you know, we can say, well, everybody's amazing. But Cheryl, you live in Hong Kong. Hong Kong is half a world away. You came to New York City to do a workshop recently.
And you're coming.
And you're coming to the next workshop we're doing in New York City, the intimacy workshop. And you've come with us to Costa Rica.
And then when you
come to Germany and Cambridge.
And interestingly enough, you, if we're talking about being in sync with life, one of the things is to recognize those things you want or are desirous of or are in sync with your values and allowing yourself to have them. So, as Shai just said, you're doing the intimacy course in a couple weeks, but you also identified that you want to come to the Practical Enlightenment course in early April.
Hamburg,
Germany. And so you are doing both and going home in between. So when you say...
But it's not like going from Upper Manhattan down to where we do our workshops in Midtown. It's like a big jaunt for you to travel the way you have. So your dedication to your well-being and your sense of being in sync with your life, that dedication is obvious, and it's paying off for you.
Yeah, I can really feel it because I feel like over the past maybe, I don't know, 10 years, I've had a series of knocks, whether losing jobs. And I feel I over the years, I've kind of lost a little bit of myself. But as you said, dedicating myself or really going for what I want. Well, actually, first going to workshops and going to more with more consistency or regularly, I feel like I'm coming back into myself and rediscovering myself, if that makes sense.
Oh, it makes absolute sense, because you're not the person you were 10 years ago. You're rediscovering who this being is now, not who you used to be.
But, you know, Cheryl, some people may be listening to this radio show, either live or as a podcast, and thinking, gosh, I'd like to have more confidence in myself and more confidence in an ability to actuate those things I want to do. But what's interesting is getting to the course often produces the thing that you say you wanted, because in order to register, make the plans come,
make the money to have it happen,
in a certain respect, confidence came first and the course came second.
Right. You have to take control of your life enough to make those things fall into...
To fall into place.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, but I didn't... Yeah, that makes sense. I didn't see it in that way. I thought the other produced together, but yeah, that's
well, it
cool.
It is true that you discovered things about yourself. You've been on radio with us before, and if you were to go back and listen to earlier episodes that you appeared on, you have a difference in the quality of your voice. There's a more centered, less hesitant, deeper, richer quality of Cheryl that we're speaking to today.
Mm-hmm.
Which is quite lovely.
Well, it just, as you said it, I felt it. I don't know if it's moved, but yeah, it just resonated something within me.
I want to circle back for a moment to something you talked about, and that is that your boss was on maternity leave for a while, and you and your coworkers stepped up to fill the void while she was gone and to take care of things so that she could go away confidently and so that everything was taken care of while she was gone. That really is a demonstration of saying yes to your life. Lots of people, when they get added duties, it's like, why should I don't want to, it's not my job. But your life provides you with these opportunities to step up and express yourself, and well done.
Yeah, thanks. And I think it's also a reflection of you guys and what you guys have to offer, because I know certainly in the lead up to that time when she was leaving, I in my mind said, no, I don't want to do this. But I in speaking to you guys, or just through workshops, I can see when I have the ability to say yes or no, when I can just flip it to a yes. And it's interesting. I was speaking to someone tonight and they were quite upset about something, and through my experience, I could also, you know, advise them, well, you have the opportunity to say yes, should you choose.
Well, you know, it's funny. What you just said is very cool, because you can say yes to your life and then it becomes your idea and you don't have to get upset, or you can have a temper tantrum and be right and be miserable and prove yourself right at the cost of your own aliveness, which is what a lot of people do.
And clearly you're well-versed in the principles of instantaneous transformation, and the first being anything you resist or say no to persists, grows stronger, creates upset, it dominates your life.
And you're stuck with it.
So don't know what your friend's going through, but clearly they were resisting whatever those circumstances are. And then the second principle is life shows up in any given moment exactly as it does. So the circumstances show up and you have a choice, yes or no. And interestingly enough, that's okay. I just think a lot of people think if they say yes, it means they're being a doormat. And I see it the other way. I see you being ultimately in control.
Yes, and I feel like going back to the topic, when I say yes, I feel like that gives me more ability, or it puts me back into sync with life.
Yes, well, that's the third principle. Anything you allow to be exactly as it is or say yes to completes itself in that moment. So it's one way you're fighting with life, the other one you're dancing in life.
It's interesting. Shout out to a friend of ours, Clarence, who has discovered he has some health issues that he's dealing with. You know, when you say no to health issues, like whether it's whatever the condition is, when you say no to it, all you do is get upset. It doesn't change the health concern or the health issue. So whether it's high cholesterol or high blood pressure or you have arthritis or cancer or any range of things, when you say yes to it, it allows you to jump into taking care of the things that you can take care of about that health concern. And we just have a shout out to our friend Clarence, who is jumping into his life and handling his health.
Hey.
Cool.
We have other callers hanging on the line right now. So thank you so much for calling in from Hong Kong.
And we're looking forward to meeting your friend who is coming with you for the intimacy course coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I know she is as well. So thank you for speaking just now, and look forward to seeing you in New York.
Okay, thanks.
Excellent.
We have
thank
another
you.
Call.
You're welcome. We have Mark holding. You with us, Mark?
Hi, guys.
Hi. Hi, where are you today?
I'm in my office.
Where is your office?
In Little Falls, New Jersey, in the little town of Little Falls.
Okay. Well, welcome to the show.
What can we do for you, Mark?
Thanks. It's great to be with you. I was thinking about today's topic, and it's perfect. As you know, I have a company. We do videos. I'm a video producer. And sync is so ultimately important to everything we do as a profession. You think of the old B movies where Godzilla was coming and the people were running around and their voices weren't quite in sync with the picture, kind of loses something in the translation.
Right.
But for me, being in sync with my life shows up quite often in a positive way. And through your seminars and weekends, I've really learned to recognize when it's not.
Good. So not always, I want to pause you there for a second, Mark, because we've just been told we need to take a break.
So in being in sync with
our engineer, we're going to do that.
Can you come back with us after the break?
Sure, I'll be here.
Excellent. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Thank you.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Good, welcome back. I'm going to say good morning. I was had a flashback, thought it was the beginning of the show.
Well, it is the beginning of the show, for the rest of the show.
We're starting over. Right. A few things to let you know. Mentioned it with Cheryl. Our intimacy course is coming up in New York City. It's a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday.
March 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
There is room for you.
And it's going to be a great show.
It will be. And Costa Rica, the 2 weeks of courses in January in 2018 is open. It's filling fast.
About 85% full right now. So if you're interested in coming, there's a whole year where people can get ahead of you. So if you want in, we suggest you register right away. There is a prerequisite for Costa Rica, and that is that you attend the weekend workshop with us. So we discover whether we work and play well together.
You can come for 1 week or two. You can find all the info on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. And while you're there, if you happen to be listening to this live or this week, there is a meetup in Montclair this week on Friday night. You can also find that on our website under the meetup section, get all the info. And it's appropriate because here we are talking to Mark, and he's in New Jersey. Okay,
right,
Mark.
Down the street from Montclair.
There you go. Do you have a question?
I do. I've been working to improve my ability to do sales and close deals. And
okay.
I often, I guess it's a fear of making the phone call.
Well, your attention is on yourself, my friend.
And have you ever heard of listening?
Yeah.
I mean, if you listen to your potential client, they're much more likely to choose you to do the work for them. But if you have an agenda that you're trying to produce, you fall out of sync with your life in that moment because you're trying to manipulate the universe to turn out the way you want it to. And whenever you manipulate the universe to turn out the way you want it to, you may, but there's always backlash. There's always consequences to your manipulation.
Okay, I get that.
Well, you're thinking. You've been thinking a lot lately, Mark. You're lost in a process of thinking about things.
Which is why I could so unhesitatingly say you have your attention on yourself. I could tell in the first segment, even for the very short period of time that we spoke, if you listen back once this gets posted so that you can download it and replay it again, and you listen to our conversation with Cheryl, and mind you, she's in Hong Kong, so you'd think there'd be a delay between her connection and our radio show hub and us, but there was a certain immediacy to the conversation. And with you, if you listen back, you'll hear there's a thought process gap that happens before you say what you have to say, less so since we've come back from the break. But if I were a potential client on the phone with you, I would not feel as reassured about how my project would go if that was your way of relating to me.
You're thinking about that.
No, I am getting a bit of a delay on the phone. I'm using my cell phone. I don't know if that's causing...
No, the delay is the delay mark is in the thought process where you're filtering what we say through what you know to see whether you agree or disagree.
Okay, I got it.
Now, that was quicker, you see. Almost in real time.
Because when I started to say something earlier, close to the same time you were, you said, oh, what, please go ahead, or something to that effect. When you're listening, rather than thinking about what's being said, you automatically, or not really automatically, naturally sync up with life. You're there to hear and respond to the requests life puts upon you, including potential clients.
See, listening pulls you, true listening, where you're listening to hear what another's saying from their point of view rather than processing it through what you know or what you want. That actually pulls you into current time. Then you sync up with life because you're here for it. Otherwise, you're a step or two back thinking about the outcome you want to produce, which is a sale, rather than listening to your potential client's needs and have them discover that you're attentive to them, which will produce a sale. Likely. May not. I don't know.
Got it.
That is what?
I said I got it. I definitely have been thinking a lot lately.
Yeah.
I'm taking a sales training seminar with a training company that gives you books and audio tapes. And so I've been doing a lot of thinking while I'm trying to listen, as you say, filtering what they're training without really listening sometimes. And I catch myself often doing that.
Well, you know, life is not a technique, Mark. And you can't apply a technique to life. And sales techniques are techniques. In fact, just before this call, this radio show, my phone rang. And it was somebody doing a sales technique on me. And I hung up on him. I told him I'm getting off the line, thank you. And I hung up because I am not, I could tell by the cadence of their conversation, they were reading off of a list of things. If the client says this, then you say that.
Right.
You're thinking.
No, I'm laughing. I'm thinking, I am thinking about calls I made yesterday, where I had a script in front of me, and it was difficult.
Well, it is difficult. You'd be much better off if you actually listened to the person's needs rather than try to sell and rather than try to close.
Yeah, most of the calls that I made, I got answering machine, and so I was trying to be myself while reading information that I had practiced but wasn't completely versed in.
Sounds painful.
There's something called surrender. And that's when you allow yourself to do what you're doing fully, wholeheartedly, as though it's your idea. You surrender to what you're about. And you haven't surrendered to the script that you've chosen to sell through.
You also haven't surrendered to the reality of who you are and the gravitas you have in the film world and your ability to produce. Most of us underestimate who we are, but you don't get on the phone with the reality that what you have to offer is already of service for people. That's kind of in the background, and more it's, I need to get
sales,
business.
Right.
And we know you. We've seen things that you've done. They're very beautiful, and you've worked in very
prestigious
places.
Right.
So if anything, I think it's lovely that you're learning something new, but don't throw out who you are in order to learn that something new. And which is an interesting thing, because we often talk about beginner's mind, and it's really great to have beginner's mind. But beginner's mind does not negate that you already have
spent many, many years as a producer of films.
And you have something to offer.
Yeah.
That was in real time.
Yes, that was. I'm glad you got here.
Yeah, thank you. It's good to be
hey,
here.
Thanks
for
calling
in
today.
Okay.
Yeah. And we have another caller waiting. So
yes. Mikan.
Yay. Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm brilliant. Thanks. Good evening from Hamburg.
Thank you.
As in Hamburg, Germany?
Yes, Hamburg, Germany. Yay.
Excellent. I know. In our reality, there's almost only one Hamburg. It's where you guys all live, in Hamburg, Germany.
But in fact, about an hour from here is a place called Hamburg, Pennsylvania.
And there's Hamburg, New Jersey, and Hamburg, New York. And, you know, you guys have spread out. So
we are connected in a way.
There you go. What can we do for you?
I was listening to your show, also when Cheryl was on the phone, and you said something like, I can't really recall it, but I got the sense like dancing in the life.
Okay.
Yes.
Instead of resisting in a way. And I feel I could have some dance lessons.
You could have some dance lessons. So what are you resisting?
I recognize for me that sometimes there are days which are really crowded and busy with things I'm doing and going from there to there to there, and I feel sparkling and says, yeah, rocking life. And then there are days where it's actually less than this, but I feel a bit stressed when plans change to what my plan was before. So like today I needed to have an operation for our cat, came back in, and then my book accountant, she came. I expected her to come after the call, and so I felt a little pressured and got, ooh. And
you see, Mikan?
Yeah. Yes.
You're saying no to how things show up when they don't show up the way you would prefer. But life doesn't care about your preference. Life shows up the way it does, and it will not be managed. So you could manage yourself to start aligning yourself with the way your life is showing up rather than say no to it.
Yes. So how, I mean, I know surrendering is one thing on this lining up to life.
It occurs to me something, Mike, and you may have it backwards, and I'll tell you what I mean. You think you get upset when life doesn't show up the way you expect it. I'll bet you if you look at the busy, sparkling days that you were talking about, there are things in every single one of those days that don't show up exactly the way you expect. But when you're a yes to them, you sparkle. And when you're a no to them, because you're already upset, it seems as if those circumstances are upsetting you.
Ah.
Or you blame how you're feeling on the circumstances rather than realize that you are already upset looking for something to blame it on.
Oh, that is good.
It is good.
Yeah.
Because you have no control over the circumstances, but you do have some control over your own emotional outbursts.
You know, the other thing is you were talking about earlier about when your bookkeeper came and the timing of her arrival and you were feeling pressure. If you notice you feel pressured without judging that experience, it can dissolve in an instant. So it doesn't mean that the pressure has to stay. It's like, aha, look, I'm feeling pressure.
The other thing to look at, Mike, and is what you're trying to hold on to.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you want certain things, and if they are potentially going in a direction other than the way you want them to, you get upset over it.
Yes.
So there is an attempt on your part to manipulate your life to go the way you think it ought to.
Yeah.
And it doesn't always go the way you think you want it to or it ought to. And that's when you get yourself upset. That's when you fall out of sync with your life. That's when you're not dancing with life, but it's as if you jumped out of an airplane and instead of flying, you're desperately trying to get back into the airplane. Too late. You're outside already.
Yeah. So just recognize when I'm, because sometimes this upset show up in different pictures, different types.
You broke up there. I didn't.
She said sometimes it shows up in different pictures or types. I think she means in different aspects of her life.
Okay.
Well, I tell you what, we can talk about some specific examples of it when we come back
from the break.
You got time for that?
Yes.
Excellent. Cool. We'll be back with Mike in
very shortly.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to being here.
Yes, welcome back. Shout out. We already did to Clarence, but...
We're going to shout out to our listeners in Sweden, Japan, Italy.
Of course, the United States, Saudi Arabia,
Canada,
Mexico,
France, and get this one, Turkey.
So that's this week's shout out. If you are listening, wherever you're listening from, feel free to contact us. You can do that through our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. We appreciate you as a listener, wherever you're listening from.
You know, we want to talk about one other thing, practical enlightenment. We're talking with Maiken in Germany, and we're going to be going to Hamburg, Germany in March, March 31st, April 1st and 2nd for practical enlightenment. We're also doing the Freedom to Breathe there on March 30th. And our book, Practical Enlightenment, got the New York Book Festival Best Book Award in Spirituality and Religion. Also the Mom's Choice Book Award and the Great Northwest Book Award. So if we get many more, we won't have any room on the cover for you to see the cover, because it'll be all covered with these little stickers.
So,
what stickers?
If you're coming to Hamburg, please read the book first, because it'll be a jump start for you. Also, we'll be doing an evening on April 7th in London on the book Practical Enlightenment as well. So lots
and,
of things
and
coming
if
up.
If you're not coming to Hamburg, you can still read the book Practical Enlightenment.
Next week, Monday, we do the, of course, Monday night a lot, but Tuesday is the international conference call. So if you want to be with us, Cheryl often calls in from Hong Kong. So whether you're near or far, you can check our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. And if you want to know everything that's happening throughout the year, our calendars are for sale. And it has pictures taken by me, quotes. It's all wonderful. It has the entire schedule for the year, including this radio show. Again, you can find that also on our website,
transformationmadeeasy.com. Hey, so Maiken.
Hey.
So where were we?
We were talking about how when she holds on to things, she gets out of sync.
Right.
And I saw that not too long ago in your budding relationship with your boyfriend, that when you were holding on to it for fear of losing something, you got out of sync with everything around you. You actually got out of sync with each other, but it wasn't quite as apparent to you. But when you relax and don't hold on to it, that's when you have the opportunity for it to really blossom.
For magic.
Yeah, that's true. There was this, it has to be like this, and the fear of, oh my God, losing, and how would it be if he's here, and it got very stiff and not so much fun anymore.
Yes, that's exactly what happens. It stops being fun when you try to manipulate it to get it to turn out the way you think it ought to. But when you allow your life to carry you, life is fun.
Yeah.
You know, and I suspect that if you were listening when we were speaking with Mark, that is part of what was going on with him as well. Not just that he was reading a script or working through a new sales technique. He wasn't just calling up and seeing if a person was interested, whether or not he was leaving a message on their machine or not. He had an investment in the outcome. And that's an interesting thing, because of course you do. You're not calling somebody if you don't want business. You, of course, want your relationship with your boyfriend to
flower.
Grow and flower.
Yeah.
But so that the knee-jerk thing is to
try to control how it's going and how you are, and that's when everything goes out of control. because there are consequences to manipulating your universe.
Yes, yes. And I could see and feel that I really had attention on me, how I'm doing and behaving and things. Yes, thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Mike, and relax. Your universe will take care of you if you relax. When you strive to get what you want, you create disruptions in your world, and then there's always consequences, and most of them are not positive.
Yeah.
Because you may get what you want, but there is a cost.
That's cool. I just recognized how much I'm used to produce and have the eye on, oh, has that been a productive day instead of relaxing and letting taken care of by life?
Yeah, you know, one of the things we didn't talk about at the top of the show is how our approach is anthropological. And an anthropologist is a person who studies cultures to see how they are put together. And it's interesting that your culture, the culture of one called Mikan, which was dipped in the German culture, and then your family culture and your town and provinces culture, has this drive to produce. And it was it a productive day? It was interesting to us in that Shai and I just came back from Christmas Island, which is reportedly the 12th most
isolated
and remote place on the planet.
Wow.
And the living situations there for people are they have communal living arrangements. So they have these big open air
houses
where lots of people sleep, and sometimes they have communal kitchens, and the houses they have are little, and the ones that do have houses. And I, you know, as we drove back and forth in the morning and during the day and whatnot, you'd often see people in a hammock or sleeping. They've not been impregnated with, did I have a productive day? Now, in a transformational approach, we're not saying, is this a good thing or is this a bad thing? But it's interesting to notice that your drive to produce something that will satisfy your mind, which is unsatisfiable, drives you faster and farther than simply being in sync with your life.
Awesome. This is awesome.
Hey, thanks for calling in. We have another caller.
We don't. He didn't call.
We didn't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
No, but so we can talk about being in sync with Mike and with ourselves, but he never called in.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. So
there's somebody who's out of sync with their life.
So I have a question for you, Mike. And did you have any other questions or anything else you wanted to talk about?
Actually, I'm fine. I love what you do, and I'm so much looking forward to see you here in Hamburg.
And we're looking forward to seeing you, too. We really are. Yeah.
Cool.
So
it's great to have you here and all the people there out there. Thank you so much.
Thanks. You're welcome so much.
Hey.
Excellent. So I have been seeing it today in myself, this ability to fully engage with what's in front of me really leads to this synchronization in my own life.
Well, the other thing it leads to, because I've been really in sync also this morning and the things I've been doing, is you become incredibly productive. I mean, I got so much done today with so little effort, but I was engaged in each of the things I was doing as that was the only thing I was doing.
The other thing is, you and I are very skilled at something, and that is to not hold things as interruptions. My initial idea is that when I start a project, I should go from beginning to end all in one get-go.
Right.
Like I should sit down and I should do it. And
I understand.
And that idea leads me to being out of sync because the phone will ring, an email will come, something will happen that requires my attention. Like today, when we were doing some laundry and you hear the glug, glug, glug happening downstairs of the drains and you realize that there's something up with our septic system.
Right.
And we can say, oh, no, I am not dealing with that now.
But
I'm in the middle of a project.
Right, right, right. I have to deal with that now. But, you know, the dealing with it took a matter of moments.
Yes.
Because I just dealt with it and we have an appointment for somebody to come out and fix it today.
And ignoring it, interestingly enough, sets it up for things to back up and go crazy and get messy.
Yes.
Because last time we had the glug, 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 and we didn't really know what that meant.
Well,
until it erupted in our shower.
Well, you know, it was interesting because when I washed my face last night, I noticed that the water in the sink was settling in a very slow way. It wasn't just going down the drain. It took longer and longer. And it dawned on me then, you know, this water isn't going where it's supposed to go.
Yes, it's so true.
Well, you know, life is full of little pleasantries like a septic system that's full to capacity. And what you need to do when you have that is call somebody to drain the tank.
Mm. I'm looking to see if there's anything else about being in sync.
Well, there's something I want to talk about, and that's Costa Rica.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, you know, we're home from Costa Rica about 3 weeks, and it seems like 3 years already.
Yeah.
You know, life has become fully engaged in where we are now. And even though we've been different places, now that we're back home, that seems like a very distant memory. It's coming. This year will go by very quickly. And if you want to join us there, you'd be welcome. It's fun.
Well, Sean and I were at this fishing camp in Christmas Island. The person who hosted the trip on the second day or so sat next to us and said, you know, you two are so different. I guide couples. I've been around couples all the time. And you two are kind to each other. You actually like each other. And the way we relate to each other has become so normal. I had forgotten that being unkind was a possibility. That's part of why we are offering the intimacy course coming up. It's why we offer any of the courses we have. Because as you discover how to be kind to yourself, you automatically fall into sync with life.
And you become kind to your environment and the people around you and you.
It wasn't too long ago I was watching people slam things down into their baskets at the grocery store. I thought, wow, that person is probably really hard on themselves at home because they're touching the things they're going to use, the things they need, with such disrespect. There's a possibility of being kind to yourself and taking care of yourself because you are an incredible gift and resource.
And
speaking of which, next week's show
is Share the Wealth.
And if you are not aware that you are a resource, you won't know how to share it. So tune in next week. It's been a pleasure being with you today. We'll be back next week.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.